Rochelle Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hi.
Well, Chell, this spring is not like last year.
Well, that's an understatement.
So how typical is this year, or how typical was last year?
Well, let's start with last year. I think there's universal agreement among those who watch the weather and watch the climate and watch phenology that last year was kind of off the charts different. It was really different. So perhaps our memories are just, you know, we want to remember the good things or something. I don't know. But our memories are short. So that's why records are so valuable, even if they're disappointing. So looking back, I went back, and so the records that I have the easiest access to that are, you know, really local are the records from my home place. So I went back to 1996 and examined the record, and I can vouch for the fact that this year is at the cooler end of the spectrum over that period of time. So it's very different, very stark contrast to last year, but it's very similar to 2008 and 9 and 11 in terms of snow depth on the ground at this date. So from a snow standpoint, there's quite a few years that have similar depth. Last year and 2010 and 2007 were very much at the low snow to no snow depth range. So there's also a grouping, you know, of years that were really at the low end of the spectrum. You know, the other years fall in between where it might have been, you know, 6 or 8 or 15 inches of snow or 4 or something. We're definitely at one end of the range. What seems different to me looking at the record is that this year is definitely on the cooler end of high temperatures, daytime high temperatures. So unlike some of the other years where the snow depth was similar at this date, we were already having quite a bit warmer daytime temperatures. And so that definitely had an influence on things that were going on in the woods other than snow depth. And this year, it seems as though that combination of the snow depth, so the new snowfalls that we're having that keep the snow, you know, on the ground, but also the cooler weather helps maintain that snow depth and really slows down to the degree that local weather conditions can, changes in plants, in bird migration, ice out, you know, those kinds of things. So I would say this year is definitely a much slower transitions, or that fits with what people feel like, oh gosh, this is really, you know, slowing way down, or we're not really making the transition. And I would say that altogether, the conditions altogether definitely suggest that this is a much slower transition into the spring phenomena that we might otherwise be seeing or would be expect to be seeing than most other years at our place since 1996.
How does this affect the plant and animal life?
I've been looking at the shrubs and trees, which are the things above the snow.
Yeah, some things are
besides
above the snow.
Us. Yeah, right. They're the things above the snow. And the earliest, around our place, the earliest clones of aspen, in terms of blooming and leafing out and so on, their buds have swelled some, but not a whole lot, but you can see the buds have swelled up, are plumping up, are in that process. The hazel and the alder, there are some perceptible changes in the male flowers, but boy, for the most part, they're pretty minor changes in terms of that swelling and changing of the look of the catkins.
What about bird migration?
Yeah, birds, well, some years, so looking back at those years where we had similar snow cover, for instance, but may have had, you know, more warm temperature days and so on, milder conditions in the temperature arena, we already had many birds, migrant birds coming back. So what's what's different at our place is that while we have, you know, the geese are coming through and the snow buntings have been around and, you know, the siskins and the red poles and some of those things are around and that's typical. Have yet to see a purple finch. Have yet to hear a robin or see a robin. Harris sparrows. No white-crowned sparrows. No fox sparrows. So these are the earlier migrating sparrows that go further north and come through and utilize bare ground patches and utilize roadside, back roadsides and utilize under our bird feeders and things like that. And they're not here. And I don't think myself that that's so much because of the conditions here. I think that's because these conditions are very widespread. So going further south of Minnesota and all the way into the lower part of North America, they've been having really wild and, you know, kind of wintry weather. So
yeah, they're not checking the weather maps up here. They're responding to the weather conditions of leaving where they are. Finally, bears. Bears have a hard enough time in the spring the poor things, but they're out. The DNR just put a news release out and saying they're out moving around, and Wisconsin DNR did the same thing. So what are they going to do?
It's very tough. I'd be surprised if bears here are out. Maybe, definitely in other parts of the state, I don't deny that what the two DNRs are saying is true, but I wouldn't necessarily say that that's equally true across the whole of the state, because other parts of the state have had much lower snow already than we have had, despite the recent new snowfalls. And they are ahead more phenologically. So I know I've seen some reports of alders in bloom already and things like that. So those are the places where I imagine the bears are coming out. And that doesn't mean it's easy for them there. It isn't going to be having these late snowfalls and the ground not being thawed yet. So the plants that they depend on, the new shoots of grasses and sedges, well, of course, that's going to be delayed for quite a while here. Hopefully, wherever the bears are coming out, those things are ahead of where we are, and they're going to be able to find. But it's slim, very slim pickings. So yeah, it's a tough, tough time.
So your message is leave your garbage in the house.
Definitely,
and
yes.
And the dog food.
And the dog food. And think about bringing in your bird feeders and getting those treats out of the way.
Jill Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks for filling us in on spring trends.
All right, you're welcome.